latte belly, occasional missives from an SW8 cafe.
Like I said way back in episode 1 of Latte Belly, I've been coming here for 10 years. I'm a bit territorial about this place. It's the place that clears my head. This is effectively my home. Even during the stable periods of my life, this place was becoming increasingly important to me. Now I've had a flat for the last 5-6 months, and yet I still come here every day. It's where I think. It's where I clear my head. It's the first period in my life where actually coming here has felt lonely. Even if I go back 10 years and there were, some tough periods, as well as exciting periods, but I never felt lonely during the tough periods back then. I just looked forward to coming here. Now I come here and I'm aware that there is something missing in my life, that I've lost something, that I am trying to come back. I lost here and I'll win from here again. I'm confident about that. The summer showed me that, rewriting the first script back in July. Then the way I was able to focus on the second script, that showed me that I can do this. I split the time now between the cafe and writing from home. There's a better balance. I came here last winter during the 6-week period when I'd lost my job after October, and then during that period, basically, everything happened. Everything went wrong, as you know. Lost the girlfriend during that period. That 6-week period, I do associate it with the cafe, because I was coming here twice a day. I had nothing to do. I was stuck in that hotel. I was applying for hundreds of jobs. I'd lost my focus. I was aware that I'd made a very bad decision moving to the hotel. And every time I kind of come here now, I look at what I've lost. The thing I'm losing now in this place is my anonymity. For 10 years, I've been coming here, and no one really knew who I was. I felt I lost a bit of that during the year I was coming here with the ex. She was a very beautiful girl, and I think any guy who's knocking around with a beautiful girl will know that you get noticed when that happens, and it's a bit of an uncomfortable feeling for someone low-key like me. So obviously, when that person disappears, that people have noticed you. People have noticed that you're not with that person anymore. So that, in that small situation there, you've already lost a bit of anonymity. You are the guy who was knocking around with this stunner. She's gone now. You're noticed. But that was fine. I dealt with that. What's been happening this summer, partly owing to my aunt telling one woman that I come here a lot, a woman who was a friend of my mum's. She's in her 60s now. And the woman began to, I'd walked past this woman hundreds of times in the last 10 years, never spoken to her, never revealed myself to her, because she's a bit of a busybody. In the Spanish community, they gossip a lot, and I just want to go into this place and either just not do anything, read, or write. More importantly, write. And my aunt told her that I go in there with a laptop. One day, she saw me in there with a laptop. I could see her looking at me out of the corner of her eye. She said, "Are you Danny?" "Yes, that's it." So she's got me now. And my mate's mum, one of my closest friends, one of my oldest friends, passed away a couple of years ago, and it's been hard for all of us. I think maybe the ex felt that had impacted on me. I'm not sure it did. I'm not sure it changed me as much as the things that changed me the following year did. But she's mourning her son, and she's back over here at the moment, and she knows that I go there. She started making a very long journey from the other side of South London, and it's affecting my work. She speaks to me in Spanish. The waiters now know I'm Spanish. Today she's dropped off some stuff for me because I've changed my hours, because I can't do this. I don't think she appreciates just what I've been coming through, what I've been dealing with. This has been the toughest year for me, and I'm coming through it, but I don't need to keep being reminded of what I've lost, who I've lost. And we us sitting there for 2 hours talking about my friend, it doesn't help either of us, I think. And I think she started seeing me effectively as a counsellor. Now, the waiters are talking to me in Spanish. She's handed them a pack of sunflower seeds today with my name on it. I've changed my hours. I'm going there now in the afternoons, which affects me because I like to write in the mornings. I'm on fire in the mornings. That's gone now. So I've switched to the afternoons. But all of a sudden, this treasured anonymity, it's gone. It's gone. Waiters want a bit of banter. They want to talk. I'm not getting the time there, the privacy that I was used to. That bothers me. I'm just a man having a coffee.